taking her upstairs. Whether or not she wanted to go didn't seem to matter.
It's just been a while since I've rented the room out.
His heavy feet echoed up the winding staircase, and hers pattered behind him.
The last renter left the place suddenly.
Penelope had her own theories about why. They reached the top of the stairs, and the gruff man opened the first door on the left.
Take a look.
He let her go and gestured inside with another half-smile. This door creaked as well, and she wondered how old the house was. When she entered the room, she shivered as she took it all in. It wasn't the cold, although she could see her breath in here. It had more to do with the fact that it felt like she had traveled back in time. The bedroom was almost identical to the room that she had as a girl growing up. The double bed was covered in a pink and white comforter, and the pink curtains of the canopy that surrounded it were drawn back. The old brown teddy bear that rested between the two pillows even seemed too similar to be a coincidence. His head lolled to one side, and one eye was loose. "My goodness," she gulped, and knew that she sounded as nervous as she felt. "It has been a while since someone rented the room, hasn't it?" Mr. Peterson stood in the doorway as she walked around, leaving more footprints behind as she sent billows of dust up with every turn. There in the corner was the old toy box, full of other, lesser stuffed animals. To the left of the box was a fully equipped dollhouse, and to the right there was a closet. Part of Penelope wondered if it wouldn't be lined with two neat rows of clothes, exactly as her mother had left them. School uniforms in the front, Sunday clothes in the back, her pajamas hanging on a hook on the back of the door.
"As you can tell, it used to belong to my daughter,"
the large man explained.
"She grew up a long time ago, just didn't have the heart to change anything."
Penelope opened the closet door and saw that it was stuffed with a variety of clothes. Anything, really, that a little girl could desire. Short, frilly dresses and tiny skirts with matching sweaters. Even a few costumes for a princess playing dress-up. Mr. Peterson had spoiled her rotten, Penelope guessed, and must miss her dreadfully. Unlike her own father, who hadn't even picked up the phone in almost 2 years since she turned 18, as scary as the landlord seemed to be, at least he had a heart. He continued to explain.
"Of course you could change anything you wanted. If you have your own things, I don't know if you do."
Mr. Peterson left it up to her to fill him in on the rest of her story. Penelope finished her circle and ended at the bed again. Sitting down, it groaned until she found the indentation that the last girl left behind. "I don't have much. My ex and I were supposed to be saving money, you know, for our own place, so we didn't really have a lot of furniture." Then Ricky had drained the savings account as well, and she was left with nothing. She tried to console herself with the fact that she could move with two suitcases, but it didn't really help. Mr. Peterson nodded.
"This might be perfect then, you know, after it's cleaned."
There was that. As well as the fact that it wasn't really her childhood room. It was just a creepy replica.
"Out here, across the hall, is the bathroom."
He pointed to the right.
"I'm down the hall."
Part of her felt comforted by the idea that the enormous man was close by in the night. She wasn't used to waking up alone, and Penelope had never known that she was such a light sleeper. The apartment wasn't in the best neighborhood either, and she kept checking the door to make sure that she had slid the deadbolt into the lock. Then again, it seemed awfully stupid to expect that Mr. Peterson was really someone she could rely on. The look on his face right now reiterated her earlier feeling. She should leave. She stood up and walked quickly to the door, sliding past him. She was already on the stairs.
"Thank you for your time, Mr. Peterson. I'll let you know."
He followed her this time, and with every step, the stairs seemed to rattle, and she wondered if they would hold.
"Wait a minute, Penelope."
She was beyond his grasp now, or she was sure that he would have taken her hand again.
"We didn't talk about the price."
Penelope had reached the front door and had it open.
"You said it was $50 a week on the phone."
It was half the price of any other place, but now she knew why. Mr. Peterson's eyes seemed to twinkle. Was that happiness or something else? She didn't want to wait to find out.
"I'd be negotiable on that. I know that the house is a mess, so maybe the more you help out, the less the rent is."
After working double shifts at the diner, she really didn't want to come home and clean up after him, too. That would be too much like living with Ricky without any of the benefits. Penelope nodded before opening the screen door.
"Thanks a lot, Mr. Peterson. I'll let you know."
She almost ran to the car and didn't have the courage to mutter, "Hell no," until she had the car in reverse and was leaving his...